Welcome to the History Diva on KMUN. I'm Lori Serafin, Vice President of the Lower Columbia Preservation Society and a local history fan. My philosophy is that building the future and keeping the past relevant can be one and the same thing. To value history and artifacts of our past, we need to learn about them. Let's explore local history on the radio together. Note that facts are based on my research and opinions are my own. Today's topic is the Port of Flavelle. This was a land development near Hammond on the Clatsop Peninsula on the Columbia River. Nothing of this grand development remains today. Although the name is Port of Flavelle, the Flavelle family of Astoria had little involvement. Recall that Captain George Flavelle died in July of 1893. Astoria's Flavelle family did own the property. There was a ranch, a farm, a small wharf that the family enjoyed. However, the family initially held the mortgage for the developers. The earliest Flavelle Land and Development Company memorabilia I have located is dated 1892. The development was a planned community with a large platted town with hundreds of residential lots, a port, a luxury hotel. The hotel was to compete for the Gilded Age set that summered on the Oregon coast. Very chic. The initial plan was that the rail terminus would be located in Flavelle and would totally bypass Astoria. This would have been quite the political coup. A few years later, they made a plan for a railroad spur to Astoria. The railroad finally came to Astoria in May of 1898 after many complications due to geography and politics. And that's a whole nother story. Construction of the site began in 1896 with groundbreaking for the hotel in June. A train from Seaside to Flavelle arrived in July of 1896. The first large wharf for local steamers opened in August. This helped with the delivery of construction supplies. The grand opening of the Flavelle Hotel was May 22, 1897, just in time for the summer season. Honored guests were the Flavelle family, Mary Christina and her adult children, George Conrad, Nellie, and Katie. The hotel had 90 rooms and 25 staff. Features included a billiard room, saloon, bowling alley, and tennis courts, gardens, and a post office. Now, the pool table on the second floor of the Heritage Museum in Astoria is from the Flavelle Hotel. Go see it. It was described as the watering place for fashionable persons of the Pacific States in an advertising brochures. The hotel was full all summer, and guests generally vacated by October when the weather turned. To make payments, the owners sold furniture in the winter of 1897 just to pay the mortgage. It definitely was a seasonal hotel and may not have been the best business model. By the end of the summer of 1906, the mortgage was foreclosed. Seaport activity stopped, the hotel closed and was mothballed. The railway wharf was condemned in 1908, but new life was given to the Port of Flavelle and the hotel when entrepreneur Samuel Brown from the East Coast purchased the hotel in 1914 for a bold new plan. This scheme was by famous railroad magnate James J. Hill, and this would usher in the golden age of steam travel in Flavelle. The plan was to have two luxury liners, the SS Great Northern and the SS Northern Pacific, based in the Port of Flavelle for the San Francisco Flavelle Run. And these ships were so fast, it would take about 25 hours to make that passage. To see pictures of my radio show topics, visit Astoria History Diva on Instagram. I will try to end episodes with a quote. A market economy cannot thrive absent the well-being of average people, even in a gilded age. Thanks for listening to this episode of The History Diva.